God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our meditation this evening is from the Gospel lesson, specifically verses 12, 13, and 14. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountain to go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. This is our text. So what do you think? If you've got 100 sheep and one goes astray. Now, you got to look at the context of everything when you're looking at Scripture. That's what we always talk about. We get a little catechetical on Wednesdays. The context here is the disciples, right at the very beginning of it. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Disciples want to know. Why? Why do they want to know? Pride, envy, a lot of different things. They want to know who's the most important one. So Jesus has to teach them some lessons here. And he teaches a lot of lessons here. But what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, I've got an old book here. I love it. It's Kretzmann. He's another commentary. And his description here is really beautiful. A most effective comparison, this man with 100 sheep and one goes astray. A most effective comparison. The picture is that of a mountain meadow where the shepherd has taken his flock to give them the benefit of the rich grass. You picture that in your mind? Up in the mountains, just a beautiful green, lush field of rich grass. And then man is taking his flock there to feed on wonderful rich grass. But now it happens that one goes astray, leaving the richness of the meadow for an occasional hummock of branch lush grass, exchanging the safety of the shepherd's protecting care for the uncertainty of the gullies and canyons with the danger of rock slides and bloodthirsty animals. I love the description that he gives here. So you see that you've got that picture of that lush green field up on the hills, and that one sheep strays away. Why? That sheep is curious. The old adage, the grass is always greener, comes into my mind. Why does he stray? Why does that one sheep stray away when he has the protection, the love, and the care of the shepherd and the community of the whole flock to care for him and nurture him and make sure he gets fed well and they take care of one another? So why is this one sheep stray? Here's the law. That sheep is straying because of temptations. The world about him. The world about him is sucked out of him. The desire to leave the good grass. He's being fed what he's needed to be fed. He's leaving the company of fellow like-minded people. And where's he going? He's going towards the cliffs. He's going towards the gullies, the deep ravines. Rock slides could happen at any moment. He could fall. Not to mention, how do you put it? The bloodthirsty animals. For the shepherd, that one sheep then becomes an object of concern. The shepherd is worried about that one. He's thinking about that one. He's wondering, where did it go? What else do you think that shepherd is thinking about that one that walked away, went astray? What else do you think that shepherd is thinking about? Is he okay? Is he eating? Is he sheltered from the weather? Is he being fed what he needs to be fed? Are those bloodthirsty animals getting him? So those temptations have taken that one sheep astray. So leaving behind the other sheep, he climbs up into the pathless mountains and searches for the stray, Cressman says. And if he has the good fortune to see his toil rewarded, his joy over that one sheep will be greater than that of over the others that have not felt the temptation to leave the meadow in search of adventures, is what Cratson says. He says the one went astray in search of adventures, but then it comes back. That one that was astray comes back. Most solemnly, he states the conclusion in the same manner. It is not the object of the Heavenly Father's will that even a single one of the lowly and humble disciples be lost, especially not on account of an offense given by a brother in the faith. It's not God's will that one go astray. It's not God's will that even the lowliest, the poorest, the most in the corner, out of the way sheep be left to go without being fed, without being cared for by the community. Especially not on account of an offense given by a brother. You know the context we were talking about, the disciples, they want to know who's going to be the greatest in heaven. It's going to be me! No. The illustration, the lesson that Jesus gives them here is the lowliest, the poorest. The Father in heaven has only one will, and that's the will to save. The Father in heaven has but one will, and that's to save. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died on the cross to save all. God has only one desire, to save by grace. That's the gospel of this lesson. It says here, truly I say to you, whenever Jesus says, truly I say to you, your ears should perk up because this is real. Truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 that never went astray. comes back. Do I need to explain this? Do I need to tear it apart more for you? Do you get it? That one that goes astray is each and every one of us. We go out into the world, outside the walls, the comfort of this flock. When we go out and we're led by temptations to go astray. But the gospel, the will of God is but to save and save by grace. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so you know,